Lars Ghost.
The first thing I want me done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring.
Come on.
Don't just get him out of the ring, get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
The following podcast is scheduled for literally one fall, because we're only going to do one match. Making his way into the ring, Macho Dan, Dandy Savage.
Fuck yes.
Do you like that?
Get that on a t-shirt. That's money. That is money. And his opponent, weighing in at a staggering 450 kilograms, a man who I've seen pop children's heads like grapes, Shane the Demon.
You need to stop saying my second name.
Shane the Demon. Williams.
Like Dr. William. Death, like Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Exactly like Dr.
Exactly
Death.
Exactly like Dr. Death Steve Williams.
And like Dr. Death, you killed old people in a hospice.
You're getting the Harlem Shapes mixed up with Dr. Death.
Okay, I often do that.
I did too, actually. Honestly, I think they were both in... Pretty sure they're both in like WrestleMania 2000 or something.
I know.
Arnold Shipman.
And I got done for sending hate mail to Dr. Death Steve Williams. Stop. I'm not Harold Shipman. Stop sending. And I was like, you're shut up. You're Dr. Death. You must be his friend. And it's like, I've never met the man. We live in different continents.
Whenever,
I was only aware of him when I was accused of being him.
Whenever I... And Doug Juice and Mangalas as well, of course. He was the other guy who got an awful lot of stick. Can't believe that you gave up the IC title. Oh, you're such a dick. And he's in Brazil somewhere going, I don't know what's happening here. Whenever I got WrestleMania 2000, I bought it from an Extra Vision. It was like an old rental copy that I bought from an Extra Vision for like £5. And someone had clipped, because it had been through so many hands and because people could see stuff on it. Like Val Venus was Pal Penis.
Of course.
Of course. And there was loads of other wee things, but I always remember no one touched Dr. Death. So.
In reverence for Harold
Shipman. That's
it is not done to modify Dr. Death's character.
So, we should really get on with this. So, there's no NXT this week. There's a reason for that. We've been putting up NXT episodes the last couple of weeks, and WWE has been flagging them for content, which is understandable considering that we're putting up video from very recently aired episodes of NXT, which obviously they're not very happy about. And we tried to defend ourselves, and I don't know how YouTube's flagging system works, but it didn't really work, even if we said that we're just commentating or criticizing it. And we had already decided that we thought, oh, let's do some of our really favorite matches, like Hell in a Cell, Mankind versus Undertaker, or maybe one of the WrestleManias. And we were going to do that anyway, so whenever we found out that we couldn't do any more NXT, we thought, fuck it, let's just do that. So we thought about doing WrestleMania 14.
Yeah.
That was our first one. And then we thought, fuck it, why not just go back to the start of the Attitude Era? I had said the Montreal Screwjob at Survivor Series 97. And you had said...
Then I was thinking WrestleMania 13, but then, fuck it, why not go back a little bit further?
Why not go the whole way back? Yeah, because I'd also thought, well, fuck, Kane just came in a month before Survivor Series with Bad Blood, and then like 3-4 months before that, Stone Cold broke his neck at SummerSlam. I thought, fucking hell, we're going to keep on going back. We're going to be going back. And the Greeks, of course, then the Romans had a bit of Greco-Roman wrestling going
Tornado
on.
Tornado tag.
Between Stiligus and Augustus. Versus...
I've always been a Stiligus fan. Can't help it.
Big mark for Augustus.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. when he comes out, Vinny, Vici, Vendi. You're like, yes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Oh, he's locked him into the tiger pit.
He's coming. He's seeing. He's conquering. Yeah. So we're going back to King of the Ring, 1996. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Marvelous Mark Merrill. The main event was Michaels and Brett?
No, Bulldog, was it?
Fuck. You are, yep. Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. Bulldog.
Fucking good match as well.
Yes.
Fucking good match.
He's fucking right.
It's great.
It's great. And, yeah, and that way we can, because you had said, your actual words were, there's a lot of goofy shit there.
Yeah.
But, and there's also Stone Cold.
Yeah, good contrast between the kind of goofy hangover from the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start to see the kind of transition into the much more aggressive, brutal stuff that we were weaned on.
Mm.
This WWF dev, no it is. Jesus, those boys wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes in 98 or 99.
You don't know you're living, boys.
Like, you don't even know.
You weren't there, lads. You didn't see it. So, anyway, that is what we're going to be doing today. And we're going to fire it up. We're going to see if it gets taken down. Because there's a lot of videos online that have the full audio and full video. And they don't get taken down. So we're thinking maybe there's just because it was recent that they had an issue with it. The second thing I want to talk about is Old School Reviews, OSW, who we are big fans of, both of us.
Indeed.
And they're just starting this year to do Attitude Era, because they've just done Hulkamania and a bunch of newer PPVs, and now they're going back to do Attitude, leading up to, I think, WrestleMania 17. I think it might be the feud between Rock Stone Cold.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah.
That they're doing. And we don't really want to step on anyone's toes. So we just wanted to express that what we're doing here is different to what those guys do. Like, Jay Hunter and OOC and V2, like, they're far better than we could ever be. They're far more knowledgeable. And they, most importantly, they review it. Whereas we're using this as a kind of vehicle for talking shite, essentially.
Yeah, this is a shit talking vehicle.
Lot of shite being talked. So don't want to step on any toes. I want to say that as well. And even though we're Irish and they're Irish and we're both wrestling fans, and we're going to be going through similar matches, we in no way want to say that we're doing anything equal to what they're doing, because they're class.
I would say if you only have time to watch one, mm-hmm. I would say watch what they do.
Yeah, but absolutely.
If you have more time, feel free to listen to us talk absolute shite.
Yes. And the other thing is that we will be watching it. We can be your WWF buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, WWF buddy. You want to watch some WWF together? So maybe if you want to watch some old videos and have us on the background, that's cool. But if you'd actually want a solid review of what's happening,
Those OSW guys
are really professionals at what they do.
But if you want to hear people making very sarcastic remarks, or even actually those guys are pretty cutting too, different kind of sarcasm we're going to be throwing around here though.
We're going to be throwing in a lot more dick jokes as well.
Yeah, a lot of dick jokes.
Jesus, wall to wall dick jokes. You can't walk for them.
Gonzo banging.
I just got an image of Gonzo with his big pointy nose just
right in there.
Yeah,
really going for it.
Rizzo.
Going for Fozzie Bear.
Catching him
in the chocolate behind. Hey, I'm trying to play the piano. Shut up, Gonzo wants his hole.
Waka, waka, waka. Didn't Triple H get called Gonzo an awful lot as well?
That would make sense, but I'd never heard it.
Yeah, that makes sense because of his schnoz.
Or is that because he was going for Fozzie Bear's bum bum?
Badass bitty bum bum.
Man loves a bit of hole, he does. I'm badass Billy Gunn and I'm here for a hole.
Oh, Finley's going to be very annoyed that you're infringing on his copyright with his shillelagh.
Stay away from my hole, Billy Gunn. You stay away. The stipulation of this match is if I win, I get that sweet, sweet ass. Fuck's sake, Billy Gunn, you're talking about This is not cool. This is prostitution.
Did we talk about Billy Gunn's music as well when he was Mr. Ass?
So many asses, so little time. Who fucking signed off on that? Somebody had to hear it in marketing. Or,
yeah, that seems okay, yeah.
We're just going to call him Mr. Ass. And then later on he was in Billy and Chuck. They had that relationship thing as well, which added a whole new level. Anyway, we're going off topic. See, this is...
Don't worry, we'll be back to Billy Gunn points in the future.
You'll get your own Billy Gunn. The last thing I wanted to talk about was King of the Ring. So why we chose King of the Ring 96. We already kind of mentioned it, but we want to kind of elaborate on it. King of the Ring 96 was the birthplace of Austin 316. And that cannot be understated. That it was probably the most important part, especially, it's certainly in Stone Cold's career, but in wrestling, probably the most important promo you're ever going to hear.
Oh, and it's so fucking good.
It's so angry. I watched it again recently. You forget how angry he is. He's talked about loads on his podcast. He brings it up once every couple of weeks because he gets asked about it so much because people are stupid. And he's talked about it and he's elaborated on it so many times. And we'll be kind of touching on it during the match. But it's so angry. And this is something that you probably would never have really seen. Certainly in the WWF at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe WCW?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if it would have been as fucking real. It just seemed... like, I know obviously he's in character.
Mm-hmm.
But I think wrestlers usually aren't that good at acting. And he seems... like, whatever anger, wherever it's coming from, there's real anger being fucking channeled.
And I've seen Stone Cold act, and I fucking love Stone Cold, but he's not a good actor.
Not as good as he's in that not a good enough actor to act that promo.
No.
To fake the anger.
Yes, yeah, so there must have been something going on. But he has said that whenever he comes down to the ring, he shouts an awful lot.
Yeah.
And that's real.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He said that is just him hyping himself up. And... He was saying, I can't remember what I've been saying, but if you were listening to me, like, he would have just been shouting at the crowd and shouting at the guys in the ring.
Yeah.
Just being a thug, essentially. But I don't know why we loved him so much. He was a thug. Like, he was that person you wouldn't want to meet at all. You wouldn't want to go for a drink with Stone Cold Steve Austin because he'd kick you in the fucking face.
You'd be standing at the bar just
shooting 2 feet away from him.
Oh, fuck. I'm front kick distance.
Oh, no. Boom. Boom, stunner.
And then the next day you're lying on the ground, just probably pissed yourself or whatever, because it's totally unexpected. And you know, in a bar, you try and hold on to the piss for as long as possible. You're not expecting to get fucking that kind of shock. The next thing you're on the ground, you've pissed yourself. He's standing over you, calling you an absolute pussy and a little bitch. That's not great.
And then he's in your face as well. He gets that kind of junkyard dog.
He gets rude down
and he's like, rawr, 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 rawr,
very rude.
You know, barking in your face, and he's giving you the finger. He's an awful man.
Oh, jeez. She's an incorrigible cunt.
The absolute worst, yes. He's the absolute worst. So, without further ado, I think that we've covered everything we want to cover in the intro.
Yep.
So, we'll get started on the first match of the card, which is, give me a second, actually, funny enough, Stone Cold Steve Austin with Mark Merrill. With Sable. Do you remember Sable?
I do remember Sable, yeah. They really liked wheeling her out and showing her off.
Her and Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny seemed to have more of an idea about what the fuck was actually happening. Sable seemed like she wasn't entirely thrilled to be there, but she was getting paid well enough to put up with it. You know?
I think we'll probably have a lot more to say about it once we actually watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is, coming up, first match, bong. Ah, 1996.
No, it was old-fashioned ideas. When those bastards at the World Wildlife Fund hadn't taken away the glorious WWF logo.
Fuck, Warrior.
I used to think he was the coolest fucking thing when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I thought...
Fuck. I think it was the fact that... Do you remember one of the... matches, or some of the games, or one of the NES games, where you could actually use his tassels as a weapon? Because the old NES games were basically just, there's fucking Vader.
Yeah, they were like kind of arcade kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you could use the tassels. It was just awesome.
They did some really like over the top stuff in there, didn't they?
Game.
Yes. Oh man, he was really good back then.
He still is.
Mankind.
Except he's almost dead.
He's lost the mobility, I think.
Is it the Freebirds?
No. What are they called? There's something that they're like hillbillies. Remember Midian, the Goodwin.
The Godwins.
Yeah, Midian was one of them, I think.
What? Yeah. Oh, fuck, hello.
Oh, mate, Johnson getting French by gold, does he won't like that? This is the mid-90s where it's okay to be angry.
As long as you're angry at gay people.
Yeah. What an enlightened time it was, the mid-90s.
The Godwins, yeah, I remember them now. Fuck, look at him, man. Isn't he huge?
For any, yeah.
I'm not surprised he's dead. You know, he was fucking massive. And I don't know about you, but I always got him mixed up with British Bulldog and with Owen. If you showed me a picture, I couldn't tell the difference between the three of them because they were blonde and fucking huge.
Bulldog and Owen. It's kind of...
All three of them are dead as well. Shit! That's really scary.
And they were fucking great. Yes. To a man. Excellent performers.
Look at the size of that. Arena, actually, that's massive as well.
That's the Mecca in Milwaukee live.
Oh, there he is.
Honor carrying his slammies. That was part of his gimmick for a while. He'd be bragging about how many slammies he'd won. Yeah, he used to carry them down and commentate with them, like slammy award winner and all that.
Brilliant.
It's real goofy stuff.
There's Jumping Jim Ross.
A young Jimmy Ross, great. Vince, not so great to see him with a mic.
You have an awful lot of nice things to say about
it's classy. I love that Austin feud, but I did not like his commentary work.
Shit heel.
Okay. Just running right through. See this, like the guy's opening the door, kicking the ring, like that is lame. Look how crap that entryway is as well. Like, isn't it just cheese? Like.
But it's also that they aren't wearing, like, fucking Stone Cold is brilliant looking.
Oh, dude was ripped, bro.
He really was, yeah. There.
Is that the... Is
That's...
Is that the 1-2-3 kid?
X-Puck. With the Taz mission.
Boom.
Stone Cold Stunner.
You don't like that, Vega?
I like that they were trying to kick out, like, as soon as... You know, you never get that anymore.
No, they just die when
they... Yeah. But not even that. It's that, you know, as soon as they go down, it's... Oh, well, I'll lie here for a bit. 1, 2... Oh, it's time to wake up!
Yeah.
You know, like, you should be... Fuck, look at him,
he's gobbing off to the ref. He looks so fucking angry. Great. Oh, goddamn, it was a great time to be alive.
And he doesn't have the... He just has a mustache and, like, a wee... goat beard, you know?
Smig. Bit of a smig. The wild man, Mark Mero. A guy with a lot of talent, given endlessly shit gimmicks.
Great guy. Married Sable for a while, and then Sable married Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Yep.
I'd imagine they have really interesting conversations.
I'm going to double check that information now, because I'm sure it's true, but...
Hurricane ran off the top. Not bad. Mark, big lad as well, Mark Merrill. And I think he used to be, they used to say he was a Golden Gloves boxer as well, so he's a fucking legit athlete. Just like that fucking,
holding my trunks.
I love the idea, like Owen Hart watching as a heel.
I was right. She's married to Lesnar. And... She's a very, very pretty...
I got to imagine at dinner they just sit and talk about how great they are to each other. Yeah, but I'm great. I'm not saying you're not, but I just want you to know that I'm great.
She was also, like, I remember Sable, whenever... I don't know about you, but... Fuck, I'm sorry. I never really get knocked back by women in wrestling because they're used as just sex toys. But I think it just maybe because I had a thing for Sable back in the day. But now I'm like, oh, fuck, it's Sable again. And once Sonny comes up, I'll be like, I'll get that silly bitch off. But Sable quite like...
Sable, though, to me, always looks like someone who...
Oh, fuck! Jesus, he almost...
act, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And you can tell she's trying. Like,
look how fucking angry he is.
God damn it. God damn it. Mark Merrow, like, this wild man gimmick, like, oh, he's the wild man, Mark Merrow. Oh, so he was raised in the jungle, but he selected the name Mark Merrow? Get the fuck out of my face. What a stupid fucking gimmick.
I always thought it was, I think I meant I had dyslexia, or at least maybe it was just lazy, but I thought he was, Mark Nero.
That's actually not, that would have been a better, better name.
And I...
For wrestling.
Yeah, and it took me ages to slap in the arm, oh, fucking great. Took me ages to kind of figure out that he wasn't a reference to, you know, a Roman. Oh, this is weird because you don't expect Stone Cold to be doing this.
It's great to see him in this time before his neck injury. Like, there's one or two things he does, I think, in this match that are like, and they're innovative as well. Nobody was doing that shit at the time, you know.
A lot of wrestles so far. Like, they haven't really done anything.
Yeah. I wonder, is that because they know they've got, like, another one or two matches in the night?
I think this match is quite long, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this match lasts about 18 minutes.
Can you check if Mark Merrow actually was a real Golden Gloves champion, or that was just some bullshit they made up when they gave him the boxer gimmick?
I will do that just now.
Flying head scissors. Love that move. And again, Mark Merrow, huge fucker to be doing that kind of move as well.
Oh, fuck. Almost a suicide dive. This is back whenever suicide dives never happened.
Yeah.
As opposed to what happens now, which is retired amateur boxer.
Yeah, there we go. I wish they told him to cut that mullet. Fucking hell.
it's a great mullet.
Fucking inexcusable, though.
There he is now. Very different. Very different. So in 2003, he's 54.
Is he Fox?
Yeah, so he would have been, also known as Johnny B. Bad. Bad's spelled with two D's.
Oh, fuck's sake, yes. Fucking hell. You know that other thing about this wild man gimmick, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it because he's called the wild man and he's got like leopard kind of print on his boots or whatever.
Yeah.
He's some kind of, like, he was raised by animals in some jungle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably then he wouldn't have had time to shave his legs and his chest.
No, but probably, a bit like Lara Croft, you know, he's using so much energy that his body can't create.
Okay, fair enough. I'll buy it, yeah. Amateur boxing, Mark Merrow, amateur New York State titles, amateur athletic union, Empire State Games, New York Golden Gloves, and that's not an easy Golden Gloves to get your hands on.
No, and then in professional wrestling, he got Rookie of the Year, he was television champion for WCW, he was an Intercontinental Champion once. He was the most improved wrestler and Rookie of the Year in 95 and 91, respectively. And, and here he is. Like, the thing is, right, if you were Stone Cold, you'd be wanting to take your time here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You'd be wanting to you don't want to get gassed because you've got, how many, two more matches left?
Yeah.
Because there's eight. Guys, so there need to be semi-finals, quarter-finals, and final. So, yeah, so three more matches left at least. And do you think that was a botch?
I don't know. I think people might not, or maybe the guys might.
Fucking great.
Jawing off to the crowd. Love it. Fucking heel as fuck.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
I don't know if people knew how to react to maybe some of the stuff he was
doing.
Jesus. Good bump, isn't it?
Fucking hell. It's that whenever they flip and they look up so that it looks like for like a split second they're vertical.
Yeah.
Time out. Brilliant.
Isn't that?
Oh, that is.
Oh, Nero has no respect for
oh,
that.
Oh, fucking fantastic.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That is so good.
Oh, yeah. Anybody. Look at he's taking his time getting in and stuff.
Oh, fuck, this is great.
Anybody that does that stuff, I'm like, oh, you hero. There's not enough of that cowardly heel, sneaky
fucker. I love it. Tyson Kidd does it an awful lot. What he does is that he run outside. He uses his wife for
cover
an awful lot. But what he'd also do is he'd run outside, wait for about the nine count, slide into the ring, slide back out.
I love that.
But how he does... Oh, I love this. Test of strength. Fantastic.
You're doing test of strength with a heel. Okay? Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
He's a self-confessed bad guy who does not respect other people.
Is he going for you? Oh, shit. Yeah, you're strong, Mark Merrill. Oh, right in the gut. Yeah, of course he is.
You fool. What did you think would happen?
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, Mark. Marvelous. Sorry. Wild man, Mark. You played right into his hands.
Literally.
Mark, we're not talking about animal predators as you would be used to hunting. Mm-hmm. We're talking about humans, the deadliest game of all.
Oh, nice little hits to the chest as well. Those legs were coming up high.
Did you see but
over he goes over the top.
I love that.
Oh, we fun went.
It's okay, Mark, it's okay.
You're right, Mark.
We'll have a look out for Bolt Cut Kid. I think he actually might be here in this one.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot that about Bolt Cut Kid.
We'll see if he's there. He usually leans out in front of the camera and absolutely screams, and he's always like right in the front.
Oh,
exposed mat.
Oh my god. There he is! Oh my god! It's him! Oh my god! As if on cue. As if.
Back in time, he could sense the noises coming from the future.
To punctuate the sentence. Just so you know, that was not scripted. No. We literally. And it must have been his hand.
Yes.
It was probably his hand. He looks like Star Wars kid.
Does a bit.
Relative. Oh, fuck! What a suplex! That was almost like a cutter. It just went up so sharp.
Oh.
Right. I had a wee thought, and I meant to continue it, about Sable. She was in the WWF Music Volume 3. I think she was the only woman included. You know, you had like Stone Cold's music, you had Kane, Rock, Undertaker, Ken Shamrock.
Love that fucking elbow there.
Oh, yeah. Real shit. Yeah, right to the neck. He says, you told me that he said that, oh, the human body naturally pulls the punch.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
On that, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't. He was just fucking hard winning it. Like, oh, fuck.
Things like that, that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks fucking good. Like, fucking good.
You know? Fucking guys, yeah.
I think he was pretty good about knowing when the fuck to lean in and make it look nasty. Because you will compare that to some of the stuff later on. Like that, just think of keeping that elbow in mind, mm-hmm. how he does it, or how he's fucking jamming him on here on the ropes. Like, really nasty way of doing it.
Wicked. Oh, fuck. JR, taking all the oxygen away. Yes. He gets him into the corner. He lights a couple of cigarettes underneath his nose. Oh, fuck. That's...
He's selling that well as well, of course. Really well.
Yes, but it makes Stone Cold look ruthless.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It makes him look like he doesn't give a fuck. Exhale. That wasn't a great snap, man.
Mr. Austin, up to the second rope.
Boom! I love the way he used to smack his elbow as well. You know, where it's going.
Yeah.
Brett's rope, as the USW guys are wont to say.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the pants as well. What's he doing? Now, by this point in the match, though, he's probably gassed.
What would you call that move there?
What he just did?
Yeah.
Forget it. Fuck. I used to know what it was called, but it's where you kind of crack their ribs off your knee.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. Like.
Yeah.
And you don't see it that much, you know?
No, because it might be dangerous.
Yeah, I say quite possibly. But, that one...
Boston Crab.
That one in the... Atomic Drop. The Atomic Drop is easier to, I'd imagine, make it look good and not hurt someone, but that rib breaker thing, that's good shit.
You'd need to have complete control over their body so as whenever they land on your knee, that they land on the softest
yeah,
flattest part of your, like, now it wouldn't land on your knee, they'd land on your thigh, but you'd need to have perfect control. Oh fuck, that's brilliant. Yeah, you'd need to have complete control of them.
Yeah, well, I wonder.
Oh, roll up.
Get out of here, you roll up bullshit. Bret Hart had an amazing backbreaker.
Yeah,
like it looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it. Is he busted in the mouth by now? Is this?
I don't know. He does. No, it's not this match. I'm pretty sure it's not, because
I thought he got a kick off Mero at some point. But
I don't, we'll have
a look for it. See if we can.
Yeah, see if we can find it. Because what happens is that he goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he gets it stitched up.
Yeah.
And he gets it fixed up. Now normally they use Vaseline. Did you know that?
No.
Use Vaseline to stop the blood, to plug the blood,
because
it's waterproof. So they just smear the cut in Vaseline, and it basically the blood like pools for a while and then coagulates, and then that way after the match, and it doesn't like wash away because of the sweat. And then after the match, whenever they wash it away, like the cut will already have coagulated.
Okay, and then they stitch you up then, micro stitch you away?
If they need to stitch you up, they'll stitch you up beforehand. But this is if it's like a superficial cut that's bleeding. Like they do it an awful lot in the middle of matches. If like someone gets bust and then goes outside because they don't like colour anymore. Here we go, backdrop. Oh, nice one.
He's an athletic son of a bitch, that Mero.
He was, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And it's funny seeing him with Stone Cold, and he's huge and... Oh! Brilliant. Jeez, that referee's an awful bastard.
He's got no time for Stone Cold shenanigans. Take it easy, Stone Cold. You can't be dropping him at one hit like that. God's sake, he's got a wife.
Wait, he's just outside. Look at her. Yeah, so they use Vaseline to kind of, like, if someone's bleeding pretty badly... They'll slide out. Oh, stunner. Devastating maneuver. It's just a cutter, like. I think he gets smacked in the mouth. But we don't know yet. But I don't think it's until the second match, because I think he comes back in to finish the match.
Yeah.
Because at some point... oh! That might have been it.
I said that fucking hurt. Whatever. That's an ass bump.
Yeah.
You know what would be
good? Butt bump. Butt dump.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if maybe he'd gone back and just left the elbow out, you know?
Mm.
Always looks better to me.
Oh, fuck.
Is that the motherfucker, do you think?
Ooh, I don't know, we're watching it now, just watching for Stone Cold's face.
To see when he's busted, yeah.
Yeah, to see when he's busted wide open.
Oh. Whatever the fuck that hurt anyways.
Yeah, that's it. The video footage here is not great.
Yeah, it's grainy.
Yeah, it is
grainy. And I'm being generous to grain here.
Poor grain. Even like even the WWE Network, I don't even know if that stuff can actually, you know, like...
They can even show the fucking, these old... Do they show the old stuff with the blood and that now?
Yeah.
Ugh. No, I will not tolerate your double axe handle. I will not.
No, not today. Not ever. they do. I think it's all censored. Oh, wait, is he bust?
That is crap. If I'm paying for that, I want to see the claret flowing.
Yeah. You remember they used to change it to black and white?
Ugh.
On Saturday mornings.
Oh, so he's busted there, isn't he?
It won't show any close-ups there. They're probably trying to hide that.
Boom.
Yep, that's him. Yep, he's bust. That must have been that leg drop that's done it.
What, do you reckon he was saying sorry to him when he was doing the punches?
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Apparently, like from listening to Stone Cold and listening to Don't Punch People Talking About, he's...
God damn, he is a big lad.
Yeah, and he shouldn't be doing it. Oh, fuck, suicide dive. That's two in a row. Yeah. Oh, there's blood on the dance floor. Apparently Stone Cold's not one for kind of chatting. Yeah, although he's a very good in-ring general.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
But he's not really one for kind of having a discussion with him in the middle of the match, because the show must go on, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is probably why whenever Owen broke his fucking neck,
yeah,
it went unnoticed for a while.
Yeah.
Because he's not the type of person to kind of break kayfabe and
potentially
say something.
Yeah, say something that then the crowd might hear or something like that. I'm just going to keep this going.
He's
I wanted to go back. I still haven't had a chance to talk about this fucking thing. Oh, fuck me. That's him hurt. Sable was the only girl, I'm pretty sure the only girl who had music. I think maybe the Pretty Mean Sisters had music on it.
Which was
Jacqueline, Avery, PMS, Pretty Mean Sisters.
Oh, they were, yeah.
They were the other female wrestlers.
Yeah.
But Sable, yeah, and the music was actually quite good because it had like the row at the start, you know, because obviously it's a Sable. Great stuff. Good. And then because I had started getting big into wrestling, but unfortunately it was very limited in actually seeing it because it didn't have like Sky Sports.
Yeah.
All I had was...
we had to make do with Sunday Heat at times.
Sunday Heat didn't actually start until maybe about 6 months after I started watching wrestling. It was mostly on... one of my friends had... Oh, brilliant! Fantastic end. And he was still kicking out. Fantastic.
Yeah, I like the idea that move leaves them in such pain that they're still trying to move.
Yeah.
But they're in too much pain to actually get anything going.
Yeah. Yeah, it had had a deal with mostly SmackDown, because SmackDown started on Saturday mornings on Sky One. Yeah. And my friends had look at him now, just getting there. Don't deal with
fucking scout. Brilliant. This powerbomb thing. Really, how he used the ropes, or whatever, was around the ring, really kind of nasty, vicious stuff.
Yeah.
It was ahead of his time, the man, I think.
Oh, yeah.
For the WWF, anyways. I mean, maybe, I don't know, independent WCW, that kind of shit was all over the place.
Very far, far smarter than that. So I had to deal with maybe Monday Night Raw, if it was really lucky. Vader, Snake, Austin, Wildman.
Wildman?
He only had two matches.
Do you mean Wild Man?
John Wildman. Tommy Wildman. So this is literally the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy. Yeah, so because I only saw maybe Heat, maybe SmackDown, maybe a wee bit of Raw, maybe once every couple of weeks I might have seen a Raw or snippets of a Raw. Definitely PPVs.
Yeah.
I didn't even fucking know who Sable was for ages and ages and ages, but I heard her music and I'd seen her in the game. And then maybe that's why whenever I saw her, I was like, oh, she's so pretty. And I'm like, fucking Sable, class. But thoughts?
I think that was actually a pretty cracking match, to be honest. Good stuff.
Stone
Give
Cold.
And take.
Yeah.
Pretty violent. And man handled himself well after getting absolutely booted in the face as well.
Almost 25 minutes.
Yeah,
as well, from beginning, not from the actual match only lasted, according to Wikipedia, 16 minutes 49, but including entrances, including the ending, 25 minutes, and that man has another match.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's crazy stuff. Fuck, it's great, just great seeing Stone Cold wrestling.
Yeah, and way more maneuverability and stuff.
Yeah, and just seeing that ruthless, because I've seen him wrestle as whenever he wore the blonde, he had the blonde hair and the Hollywood blondes.
Yeah, okay.
And he never had that amount of, you know, aggression.
Yeah.
Whenever he did it, his promos kind of had that a wee bit.
But not to the level of...
No. No, not to, literally screaming and shouting, I'ma kill you!
Yeah, choking someone on the rope and then turning around, taking a couple of seconds to look at the audience and say, fuck you as well while I'm at it.
Yeah. I've got a couple of seconds here. Y'all can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Obviously, would not like to hang around with that kind of person, but to watch as a character, it's great stuff.
Yeah, and you can kind of see how... Fuck, I don't know whether he's over with the crowd, but you can see that that's the beginning of what they want, what the WWE, what WWF wanted to become.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't seem like he's really over. It seems like they don't know how to take him. It seems like they're sitting there wondering how they should... They're like, I should have a strong emotion. I'm just not sure which one I should be having.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like,
fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking great. So the next match is... Let me just bring it up. Is Vader versus Jake the Snake Roberts. So that's coming up next.